In China, it's New Year's Eve, the year of the dragon giving way to the year of the snake. Spring Festival, as it's known in China, is a traditional time for families to get together. Tens of millions of Chinese are traveling to get home for the holidays. NPR's Rob Gifford sent this postcard from Beijing.
Think the day before Thanksgiving in the U.S., then multiply it by about 20, and you get an idea of the travel stampede at New Year's in China. The difference is, comparatively few people can afford plane tickets, so most go by train or long-distance bus. About 130 million people, that's equivalent to half the population of the United States, have taken trains in the last few days, leading up to New Year's Eve today. Tens of millions more will take long-distance buses, and those lucky nouveau riche, some 7 million of them, will fly. In total, the government says about 1.6 billion journeys will have been made by the end of the holiday period. It's said to be the largest single movement of humanity anywhere on Earth. Just 15 years ago, there was nothing like this. Then, people weren't allowed to move outside their hometown. Now, looser controls mean that millions of peasants from the countryside have headed to the cities. More money to be earned and more opportunities there. And so, come Spring Festival, that means they all want to head back to their home villages. People carry, roll, push, and heave their bags full of gifts onto trains to take back to the countryside. The lucky ones have sleepers. Others will sit on a hard train seat for up to 36 hours, and many won't be able to get a ticket at all. The aging communist transport system wasn't built for such an exodus, and the government has had to lay on extra trains and flights. For urban residents or outsiders who can't make it home, now's a good time to do some shopping. After 2 days closed, the department stores launch big sales. As the Chinese economy has cooled in recent years, the government is trying to encourage people to spend. The usual three-day holiday has been extended to a whole week, and on Thursday, the authorities hope the buying will begin in earnest. But the year of the snake is not the most auspicious in China's astrological calendar, coming as it does on the tail of the mighty dragon, which is supposed to be the best year of all. People born in the year of the snake are supposed to be romantic, wise, and charming, but they're also said to be stingy with money, and snake years are not generally looked forward to. With threats of major layoffs ahead as China enters the WTO, this year of the snake could turn out to be particularly lean. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.